Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I know. Do you know what the best feeling in the world is?
Ooh, is it, you know, when you finally beat a boss after messing up loads of times?
I mean, that's a good one.
Or actually, you know when you unlock a new skin in a game without having to buy it?
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, actually, what about when you blue shell someone last second and then you win the race?
I mean, they are all good options.
Well, it's not one of them.
It's not one of them. They're good options, but I think it's when you've got your new game loaded up, you are ready to go, you're getting locked in, but you've got a chocolatey friend.
Hey, hey. Now we're talking,
absolutely,
bro.
They are there, ready to give you a little power up, a little energy boost before you get going.
Especially if it's a lovely milk chocolate slab between two crisp biscuits.
You know the one, I know. It makes the world's most satisfying snap when you bite into it. It's got to be a pickup bar.
Pickup. Oh, yeah. Oh, are you going for the OG pickup? You know the one with the blue box?
Yeah, this blue box.
That blue box?
Yeah, this is really good. I mean, I'm also dabbling with the salted caramel as well.
Okay.
There are loads of different flavors out there. Whichever one you go for, there is no better snack for when you're getting ready to get into a big gameplay session, about to pick up your controller and get into it.
Yeah, and they're super easy to eat as well. No chocolatey fingers over the controllers. Nah. And that's thanks to the two crisp biscuits hugging the chocolatey slab.
Nobody wants chocolate marks on their controllers, do they? Absolutely not. You can find out more by just searching for Pick Up on your phone.
Pick Up and Go.
Okay, we have unwound the controllers. We've checked and triple checked that we've got our memory cards with us. And it is about time to boot up the latest episode of Press X to continue. Insert nostalgic PlayStation startup noise here. Welcome along to the gaming podcast that's got you covered. Whether you're an XC beast, a continue clubber, or anything in between, everybody is welcome. I'm Stefan Powell, and alongside the actor, streamer, good egg, video game colossus, Einel Tomlinson, we host Press X every single week, don't we, Einel?
Oh, we do. And you know what? I absolutely love that, like, PS2 startup sound. So nostalgic.
I can remember the big thing for me when the PlayStation 5 came out was like, oh, what's the startup noise going to be? Like, I'm waiting for it.
It's not PS1 or PS2.
No, those were the days. What's that? Are you joining us for a truncated little, I suppose it's not quite a mini ep. I suppose it is a mini ep. There's a lot of life happening at the moment. There's house movements. There's lorries outside. There's all sorts of nonsense going on, but we wanted to come together just to talk about games for a bit of escapism from all the life thing that's happening. But yeah, bear with us if this one's a little shorter than you're used to. Normal service will be resumed very soon. Of course, Press X is proudly sponsored by Pickup. It's the chocolate biscuit bar, or is that a biscuit with chocolate? Who cares? It's really tasty, and it helps you release tension and make the most of the unpredictable moments that gaming throws at you. And we've been really chuffed to be working with the team at Pickup the last few months.
Indeed. Plus, it combines two of my favourite things, biscuits and chocolate.
I mean, what more could you possibly want, really? So yeah, check out all the pickups. Loads of different flavours as well out there, which we'll talk about later. Right, today we welcome back the presenter, esports host, Frankie Ward. Frankie, thanks for being with us again for this. I don't know how this one's going to turn out, to be honest with you. It's a bit of a mashup. We're just getting together and chatting, so it's a bit looser. But what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm going to be very loose.
Yeah, good. That's what we want. Loosey Goosey. I remember Untitled Goose Game. That was a good game, wasn't it?
My favourite goose in video games is in Knights and Bikes. I don't know if you ever played that game, but
there's
a goose called Honkers. Honkers.
Oh, I don't remember Knights and Bikes.
Me and my husband still sometimes just go honkers at each other. It's like this co-op narrative game. It's very sweet.
Well, insert clip here, please, because that sounds fantastic. I mean, why haven't I played that? Right, let's get into the Discord for some unpopular opinions to get us going. For this episodette. Rob's got open world games need to either lock off areas. In fact, this was something you were talking about with your review of Outer Wilds the other day. Outer Wilds?
I call it Outer Wilds too, but that's technically a different
game. That's a different game, isn't it? I got that wrong on the radio once. The one you did last, when you were on this
OW2.
Before.
I know, that's Overwatch 2. Outer Wilds.
Oh, goodness.
They're so close together. It's so hard to differentiate.
Anyway, the game that I was reviewing last time I was on the podcast.
Yeah, that one. Rob, your unpopular opinion ties in neatly with what Frankie was saying for that. Open world games, says Rob, need to either lock off areas you shouldn't be in yet or make it clearer that you're wandering into an area where you're going to get absolutely destroyed by the bigger boys because you're not at the level you want to be yet. I'm all for exploring, but it's a bit of a false sense of freedom when you can't actually unlock things or do things in those places and just get munched as soon as you're spotted. I'm with you, Rob.
I think, you know what? Xenoblade does that quite well, though. You'll see some, like, massive, like, beasts in front of you, like, yeah, I'm not going there. You see the size of them, and you're like, yeah, I'm a go in this direction instead, where the beasts are slightly smaller. And that's how it kind of funnels you in the correct direction. Like, you can go in where the big beasts are, but you will just get one-shotted and then it's game over.
I dabbled a little bit in World of Warcraft when I was in uni. I didn't stick with it for very long, but I can remember trying to travel from one... Because if I remember, and World of Warcraft players will laugh at how sort of badly remembered this is from me, but to get from one area of the map to the other, sometimes you had to traverse through bits that were populated by characters that were way, way higher level than you were. And I got stuck in there sometimes. If you stuck to the roads, it was fine, but I'd always have a little wander off and then I'd die every single time. So I do kind of agree. I don't think you should lock them off, Rob. I just think they should be clearly signposted. You can go into this area, but if you leave this path, you're screwed. That's how I would do it, Frankie. I don't know if you agree.
I totally agree. I think you have to have signs. I mean, some games, they'll literally say you're not leveled enough. Like, I'm pretty sure Baldur's Gate did that and warned me when I'd gone too far too soon and that I would have to restart my playthrough. They didn't tell me that much, but they definitely told me that I was going to struggle in the area, which I appreciated.
So good thoughts, Rob. Thank you very much for sharing your unpopular opinion. Friesenberg has been on, and this has been a real theme, I know. It's been coming up a lot. When it comes to trophy and trophy hunting, people have got real strong opinions about this stuff.
People take it serious, man.
Friesenberger says, online trophies should be scrapped. Online trophies should be scrapped. There's nothing worse than grinding a game that is a decade old for trophies, only to be hit with empty servers.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? That's one thing that does, like, miff me about some older titles. There's some achievements you just can't get anymore because the servers are shut down. Like, someone would be like, play against 5 people in multiplayer. And it's like, I can't access the multiplayer. You shut the servers down. So,
I'll never get that trophy.
Never get it. And it's like, And that's what annoys me when you go back to, like, it's not so much like the first gen's, like, platforms like the Super Nintendo and that. It's more like the 360 PS3 era where online was like kind of like the pull to kind of get people into buying those consoles, and all of those servers are shut, but like loads of trophies are associated with playing online, doing this online, and you can't even access half of that stuff. That grinds my gears.
Yeah, are you a trophy hunter, Frankie?
Not really, no.
No,
honestly, again, Time poor. Can't do it. I did actually try and 100% with Dead Take recently. I got all of the achievements except one, and it drove me mad because I was like, what is this achievement? I had to go through forums and things like that to try and find out what it was because I couldn't for the life of me figure out what it was, and I still don't know. I still don't know what the 13th achievement that I didn't do in Dead Take
was. If you're
listening
to this, if you're part of the Dead Take dev team and you know what it is, please give Frankie a shout out. She's stuck on 99%. That's really frustrating. Give her a shout. Let her know what it is.
Oh, that's another one. Secret achievement. Well, they don't tell you what it is.
But I don't even because of the spoilers. I have to disagree with you.
If you want to look, you can look, innit? Yeah. Like, I don't mind, because I never go looking in the list of achievement trees. But, like, if you want to go and look at the list of achievement trees and, like, if you want to finish up something, like, oh, okay, cool. I'm close to doing this one. Let me try and do that. When it's a secret.
I'm not even a trophy hunting kind of guy, and even I think that's annoying. So I feel your pain, Friesenberger. Sebastian was messaging on our TikTok about our post on third person versus first person stuff. And he said, I absolutely hate it when a game is locked in first person, but then forces you into third person for select activities. It really breaks the flow of the game. So that happened in Indiana Jones, didn't it? Because I found myself climbing. But then climbing in first person is weird.
Yeah, I think a lot of first-person games kind of... Like, some first-person games let you climb and do stuff, but I remember, like, what was it, Perfect Dark Zero tried to do that, where it would, every time you go into cover, you'd go into a third-person mode, and then as soon as you come out of cover, you're back in first-person. It was too jarring, man. It was like, stick to one thing.
Stick to one. You're either first or you're third. Make your choice and stick with it. Very good and popular opinions there. You can get involved, by the way. You know what to do now if you've been listening for a long time. If you haven't, if you're just joining us, this could be your first ever episode of Press X to Continue. Well, if it is, welcome along. Usually it's a bit more structured, right? But we're freestyling a bit today. What you do is you get in the Discord and you can find the link in the bit below, and you join the Discord and you can share your unpopular opinions and chat about it in there, and then we will talk about it on the podcast. We're loving seeing everybody's messages and thoughts,
and it's nice seeing like lots of new people come in. Like every time an episode drops, there's like new people come in, and it's always nice. And then
we do the thing where you give a wave, isn't it? There's like a button. I'm relatively new to Discord. There's like a thing, there's a button you press and you wave when they come in, which is always nice. Hello, hiya, Frankie, are you in there?
In the Discord?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Pretty sure I am.
Oh, she doesn't sound especially sure there right now.
She's not been waving.
Sure
she's
I
been
am.
Here from the Frankie's been here from waving. The, from the start of version 2 of Press X. It's been almost a year.
Oh, I'm in the Discord. No, look, good. Bonus rule, this Discord is not a marketplace. Due to some recent posts, there is now $0.
Yeah.
I'm in the Discord.
What were you trying to sell your upholstered
Yeah, I actually got kicked out of the Discord and I came into that
Frank
very passive-aggressive completely aimed towards me.
Yeah. Right, let's get some trivia. Now, if you want to test us with niche gaming trivia, by the way, all of that's in the Discord as well. There's a secret channel. You can post your questions and then and me and Anil can't see it, which is really
Hold
annoying.
Hold on. Can Frankie see the secret channel?
I can't, no.
It's not just
good,
us.
That's good. Okay. Right. This week's question is this. By the way, new scoring system is fantastic, but that's beside the point. This one is a great question, and it's also got a little bit of audio with it. Look at this, right? Look, we're up in the production values here.
Who wants to be a continuer?
So the question is this. By doing a voiceover job that earned him 170 quid, how did Richard Wells become one of the most recognised voices in video games? He did a voiceover job for 170 quid, and he became one of the most recognised voices in video games, and he sounds a bit like this.
Hi, I'm Richard Wells, and I've been a professional voice actor for 40 years. I've made at least 10,000 recordings and spoken millions of words. You won't know my face, but millions of you gamers really do know my voice.
Ooh, anything leap to mind? He's big on TikTok now, he's all rich after that.
170 quid.
170 quid.
Whoa,
I know, just checking back his jobs. Which job have I been paid 170?
No, that's not a lot of money.
No,
for,
that's not a
Well, look, there is a lead. Think it must be like an older title.
Yeah, it must be older. It must be famous. I think it's like a strategy game or something like that. Or it's like a tutorial thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking something like that, like an over the top tutorial voice.
Yeah. We'll bring you the answer at the end of this podcast. Right now, there is a shiny new leaderboard that has been this triangulation going on, which we're really enjoying. However, we're not 100% sure when this episode will be played out, so it might have changed a little bit. But by the end, we will tell you where we're at currently, but it might actually not make sense, so we'll see where we're at. But anyway, one more time, by doing a voiceover job that earned him 170 quid, how did Richard Wells become one of the most recognised voices in video games? We will give you the answer at the end of the show. So, we've talked a little bit about nostalgia with the PS2 sound at the start of the podcast. It turns 25 years old recently. In Europe, that is. The release was the start of November, technically there. Either way, it's a long time ago that it was Christmas and the only thing people wanted that year was the PS2. Memories of the PS2, Einel, favourite PS2 games?
I got to the PS2 quite late because I was a GameCube and Xbox person. But then when I did, like, finally get like a PS2 like access to one, it was like a gold mine because there were so many amazing like titles. Top of my head, Burnout 3, Takedown. Oh, one of the best racing games ever. You can't not have fun playing that. And I was like, absolutely incredible. Metal Gear Solid 2,
Sons of Liberty. That was it for me. Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty I had. But my brother-in-law had the PS2 before me, and he had Devil May Cry on it. And it was just such an awakening for like, oh my goodness, this is what games look like. And the graphical jump between playing Madden on the PS1 and Madden on the PS2, it was like, oh, games cannot get better than this. This is as realistic as it will ever get.
It's peak. It did feel like that was like peak, like graphics.
I think PS2 is the funnest time I had in games, I think, Frankie, possibly. I don't know if you agree.
I think that for me, it's going to always be the standout console. I know for a lot of people, it'll be a Nintendo console. But for me, I think PlayStation 2 was when gaming felt really properly like mainstream, I think. I know that sounds ridiculous because obviously gaming had been around for a couple of decades before, but I just think that there was a huge leap there. And I think it kind of took that Dreamcast technology as well. I think it had an Ethernet port, right? Am I wrong in remembering that?
No, I think you're right. I think so. Because it's a little blue. I think
you're
right.
You could definitely do like online stuff. I don't think there was too many games, but like it was, yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of picking up that mantle, even though it wasn't necessarily associated with that. I mean, I just associate my PlayStation 2 with the fact that I lived in the countryside in the middle of nowhere. I didn't get mine until I was 14, so I think it'd been out for a few years. And then I borrowed a copy of Final Fantasy X from someone, and that was just the best 2 weeks ever.
Yeah.
Just like lying in bed post GCSEs and just playing that game and having the occasional shower. And that's definitely one of my most memorable gaming experiences is that game. Like being on my own, like cleanliness. I needed that game.
Yeah. Oh, imagine just the escapers. I just think there's so many, not surprised it's the best selling console of all time.
Oh, it had like, it was like the best of every genre was on that platform. Like any genre, and even like, there's so many titles on the PS2 that have gone on to kind of inspire so many like games that we're playing to this day still. Like one of my favorite games of all time is like Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah,
and that was like a PS2 game, and the stuff that they were doing on that, it was like so impressive. It's like, look how huge these beasts are. I was like, how is the PS2 able to kind of compute this? It's like, whoa, it was like mind blowing.
I'm just looking at the list of games of the PS2 now. SSX Tricky. Oh, yes. The soundtrack, that's such a fun, silly game. The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Again,
silly. I mean, when I first bought it, I bought it without a memory card. So I was playing the first 3 hours of Grand Theft Auto 3 every day for about 2 weeks. I was like,
We all went through that pain, Stefan.
I've got to buy a memory card. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. I had the same thing with Metal Gear. The first Metal Gear on the PS, I didn't have a memory card.
I've done this so many times. If I have to do that trailing mission one more time in Grand Theft Auto 3, I'm out.
Memory cards were so expensive back then.
They were like 40 quid or something.
Yeah, for 8 megabytes. 8 megabytes is all you got.
So you're a Final Fantasy X person then, is it, Frankie? That was your jam.
Yeah, I can. If I hear Tizanakan, the like main theme of that game, I just start crying. It's really ridiculous. It's a real problem.
I don't know. It's cool. I love it when games make you feel like that. I think.
I think like PS2 was like the best for like RPGs. Like I think still to this day has the most RPG. Like Kingdom Hearts was on there.
Kingdom Hearts.
Like all the best RPGs you can think of, they started on the PS2, and it's like, oh
yeah,
Ratchet Clank. That started there.
I mean, I'm surprised nobody's mentioned 50 Cent Bulletproof yet. What a
the Silent Hill series as well. Silent Hill 2, the like arguably like the best one.
So share your memories of the PS2 with us. What was your favourite PS2 game? Why do you think it's the best-selling console of all time? Is it just because it had all those banging titles on it? Was there something else about it? Was there, what was the alchemy that made it so successful? Let us know. Get involved in the Discord. Share your thoughts and comments with us on social media as well.
Pro Evo.
Mate, Pro Evo, right?
Pro Evo.
Pro Evo.
Oh, my God. That's my uni days.
Yeah. That was it. We would sit and play Pro Evo.
Listen, we used to have a rule, Frankie, right? In our student house that we used to live in, like, we wake up in the day, before we go to any lectures or we go to uni, we have a game of Pro Evo 5. And that was it. That's how you start the day. Pro Evo 5, then we leave.
Pro Evo, Street Fighter, those were like the games of my uni halls.
Yeah. Mm. I still think Pro Evo 6 was the best Pro Evo, though, I know.
I think PES 5,
because you had.
I played 6 on the Xbox 360. That's probably why I got burned.
Yeah,
the 360 version was terrible. I told you guys before, it used to have a thing, waitouts, where there was a bug in the game where if the ball went out of play, like, and it went in for like a throw in, the person didn't have to throw the game in, and there was like no timer. And so, like, you're playing online. If you're losing, you just wait. Waitouts. You wait for the other person to leave, and if they leave, you get the win.
Love it.
Waitouts.
No.
Whoever leaves first.
You got to just stick it out. You just got to have patience.
I remember my older brother left the 360 on for like 2 hours.
I'm not losing it.
That was the end of his gaming night. He had a whole gaming night planned. First game he played was Pro Evo 6. Wait out for some guy. And then he just fell asleep.
Well, look, share your happy memories of the PS2 with us. From Wait Out to that first mission of Metal Gear Solid on the boat, Metal Gear Solid 2, when the rain was coming down and it was like, oh my God, look how amazing games are. Whatever they are, share them with us. We'd love to hear your thoughts on 25 years of the PS2. But it is now time for the Press X Biscuit Break, brought to you by Pickup.
Yes, this is the part of the podcast where we take a moment to re-energize before going in once again. We're going to discuss games that you can play while taking 5 minutes out to get yourself back on track. Give yourself a little boost before going in and taking on the world once more. All right, now, Stefan, I think this week is your week.
It is, and the NFL season is back up and running, Inel. So I have gone for NFL RB26. It's basically a top-down sort of pixelated version of American football, and it's really fun to play, right? It's really easy to pick up and play, but there's also what I love about it, there is an extra layer of strategy and team building on top of it. So you've got to like sign contracts and you can buy new players and all that stuff. So it's not just mindless sports stuff. There's also an element of strategy and sort of, I hate the term sort of asset management, as if that's a good thing in games. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's inventory management and asset management in a fun way. And this is different to the other versions of NFL, of RB that have been out before. RB stands for running back, because this one is affiliated with the NFL team. So you can play as your favorite team if you've got an NFL team. If you haven't, you can find one as well, which is really cool. So I would go for that. It's back in NFL season, a perfect game to have a little break and re-energize to go again.
What platforms is it on?
It's just on all your phones. All the phones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a little top.
You know what? That sounds like a little bit of me. I might have to download
it. Yeah, turn it side on and you can have a little go. It's really fun. And I've spent many a train journey with NFL RB. It's really saved me.
Oh, nice. That was the Press X Biscuit Break, brought to you by Pickup.
So it's the big question from today's show now. Our producers scheming behind our backs as we've been chatting, and they come up with a question. And the question is this. What item from a PS2 era game would you happily be thrown out to the PressX Discord for selling if you had stocks in them in real life and you could wait out the mods? In other words, what would you try and sell in the PressX Discord? Because you're not allowed to sell things in there. I would try and sell Solid Snake's bandana, because I thought it was really cool.
I would try to sell like those little replica chainsaws from Resident Evil 4. Because remember they had the chainsaw controller. Like, I would do like a little replica chainsaw thing that people could sell.
What are you selling, Frankie, other than your upholstery?
I would sell orange sword from Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, of course.
Because it had zombie magic in it.
What more could you possibly want than zombie
magic? It reverses the how healing spells work, or how healing items work. So in Final Fantasy X, you could give healing to your enemies. And that is how I beat the final boss in 2 moves.
Woo! Okay.
Hit him with that devil sword, gave him
full
life.
Expert strat.
Do you think that is a bigger achievement, Frankie, beating a Final Fantasy X boss in 2 moves? Is that a greater achievement than, say, I don't know, completing Time Crisis 2 for £1 at a pier?
Don't ask.
If, for example, someone had done that.
Why would you do that to me? That's really mean.
No, I'm genuinely asking a question because I just want to know where you would rank those two together.
I think that Time Crisis 2 would, for £1 at a pier, would probably be the greater achievement. But isn't that game like 15 minutes?
Why have I not had any love for the fact that I completed Time Crisis 2 for £1? I've had nothing but scorn.
You keep leaving out like a very vital detail.
I don't. I paid a pound and I completed the game.
And Frankie,
how long did it take you to complete the game?
Each credit was 10p.
That's not the point, I know.
It changes the whole story, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, but my
changes the whole story.
Was much better. My
See what I'm saying, Frankie? Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I like used common sense and strategy, and you used 10 10p's.
Okay, it's time now to reveal the answer for this week's question.
Oh, are we going to guess our answers first?
Yeah, what are the answers? I'm moving swiftly on because I'm not getting any love for the Time Crisis 2 achievement.
Half-Life.
Oh, I don't know. What are you going for, Steph?
It's got to be something like tutorial thing. Is he like the voice of the... Is he the voice of the PS2? Or the voice of...
I still think it's like a strategy game. I still think it's like some sort of... it's not Command & Conquer.
Okay, the answer is...
SimCity or something.
You're saying The Sims or SimCity. The answer is this.
Hi, I'm Richard Wells, and I've been a professional voice actor for 40 years. I've made at least 10,000 recordings and spoken millions of words, but ironically, I'm best known for just 2. You won't know my face, but millions of you gamers really do know my voice, because I'm the guy who says, Peggy 18,
is that guy?
Of course he is.
Oh, he got bumped though. 170. Is that it? He got bumped. I've been using that for 20 years.
Wow. Well,
so
none
not
of
in
us.
The game. He's in gaming adverts.
He's in every. Yeah, he's in all of the games.
That's what threw us.
Well, look, me and Inel are still at 3rd and 4th as at time of recording. Frankie, sadly, you are dropping down the old leaderboard.
Wow, where's Frankie now?
Down to 14th.
Jeez.
Of course, this might not necessarily be depending on when we put this out, because we're a bit press X towers behind the scenes. It's a bit of a shambles at the moment because it's all in boxes. So bear with us. But Frankie, it's been a joy as ever having you with us. Thank you very much. And I don't mean that. I think that it's amazing that you finished Final Fantasy X boss on 2 moves. I do genuinely think that. I don't want that. I don't want us to not think that.
Yeah,
that's true.
I did like the previous boss. Like I had to fight 40 times and I screamed and I cried.
Yeah, and she wasn't shouting, you know, and
so, no, I was. I was shouting, just not every day.
Well, Frankie, it's been a joy to have you with us. Thanks for your honesty. And we will be back very soon. I hope you do. Message us on PressX Pod on social media. Or get involved in the Discord. I am off to have a shower and I know. See you soon, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.